Welcome back. This is Out on the Limb with Dr. Nick LaBird in partnership with Be Well TV. My next guest is self-nourishment counselor, author of Eat to Feel Full and Nourish Yourself for Good, and founder of Path for Life, Jeanette Brené. Jeanette is here to show us strategies on how we can overcome struggles with eating and avoid the restrictive nature of dieting. Don't we all want to do that? So, Jeanette, thank you so much for being here. I feel so privileged and grateful that you're here.
Thank you for having me.
So I know, Jeanette, that when we think of losing weight, and I know that we have a lot of people who are thinking that right now, most of us think of deprivation. It's a really negative association. It's like a real struggle between lack and desire. Food is a basic essential because we have to, you know, as human beings to survive. So yes. Then we have to give up. We have to miss out. And it can set us up for failure. We struggle with cravings. How do we feel better about eating, feel better after eating, and gain mastery of our appetites in a way that we're not getting stuck in this deprivation model?
Yes, thank you. That is a process in itself, because it's not the one answer that we're looking for when we look at diets. We tend to look at this, you know, oh, okay, this is the answer, and if I do well, then I'll be fine. And it gets us really into this mode of us not doing the right thing and somebody else having the answer, right? So part of this is to actually learn to trust ourselves again and connecting with our own hunger, which is something that's really confusing for most people. So the first part of this is to really say, well, actually, if I can feel when I'm hungry, instead of trusting in some diet that has said, oh, you need to eat this many times a day, and, you know, you can't eat this and you cannot eat that, really actually learning how to listen to ourselves again and our natural sense of what it is that we need. And to be honest with you, that is quite difficult for most people, because that is not what we're taught.
No, I had a lot of questions in regards to that, actually, and so I'm glad that you brought that part up, because, I mean, hunger is, I think, can be very hard to understand, because we have emotional hunger and we have physiological hunger.
Yes.
And because food is such a reward system, it's a pleasure system, and it feeds our emotions at the same time, and food is so much associated with our emotions, so that it really can be very difficult to know what's driving, what is our emotional hunger, what is our physiological hunger. How do we get to, as you said, it's very difficult, how do we get more connected?
Right. I think the first step really is to look at what our daily habits are like. So, for example, we tend to not eat all day because we're, like, trying to be good. We're being on a diet. We only eat salad and or maybe even skip meals. And we first need to understand the basic nature of who we are as human beings, and that is we are able to starve ourselves all day. And so when we do that, in this sort of dieting mentality of, oh, I shouldn't eat this, I shouldn't eat that, we end up actually engaging with this automatic trigger that says not enough. And as you know in your work, is that that is already where we come from, right? We come from this fear place of not enough. And so the dieting mentality sort of gets us back in that place of going, oh, I shouldn't eat all of this food, I should eat less. And so we're triggering this whole not enough, which is part of our natural survival mechanism. And so a lot of people end up binging at night because that is also part of our survival mechanism, that we can do that.
Well, you touched on a lot of points that I was, like, jumping on each moment. One came up, and is that when you said we're trying to be good. And I think that just when you said those words alone, I could just feel my body kind of tensing a little bit. Because it's it puts you into a juvenile position, so it's very vulnerable.
Yes.
You can, trying to be good, you're supposed to be good, you're supposed to be good. And it sets us up for an enormous battle within ourselves, the good versus the bad. And I think that sets us up for failure and sabotage, because it's too much of a war within ourselves. How do we deal with that part? Because I think that's what a lot of people do. I'm trying to be good. I'm being a good girl. And just those words alone are hurting us.
Yes, they are. And can you imagine saying that to yourself every time you sit down at the table? You know,
awful.
How many times a day we have so many choices to make every day, and a lot of them are around food. And so if that's
mm-hmm.
our mentality of being good all day, we're not at peace. We're struggling, we're suffering, right? So one of the things I encourage people to do, apart from what I said before about looking at our habits and really actually eating throughout the day so that there's a physical balance, but the other is mm-hmm. to actually get something nice to say to yourself when you sit down in front of a meal. For example, say, mm-hmm. oh, this is going to nourish me so well, or I am so looking forward to this. We actually need to actively shift the negative self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's an active process. We do not automatically just sit down and feel good about it if our training
mm-hmm.
is that we have to be careful about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really active process. So one of the steps that I teach is to actually notice our self-talk
mm-hmm.
and get in touch with it and becoming mindful about it. Because getting to enjoy food again and eating at
mm-hmm.
peace is not a process of eating the right food only. It is
mm-hmm.
also a process of becoming mindful of your thoughts, mindful about your emotions. As you also talked about before, the emotions that we feel in our body, when you're an emotional eater, you don't feel the emotions in your body because you block it out with food. So this is a whole process of being, it's almost like a softening, right? It's like we get so tight around food, and we, as you said before, this whole feeling in your body, when I said being
mm-hmm.
good, it's like we need to open back up again and allow ourselves, give ourselves permission to actually enjoy food again. And that's a really scary process for somebody who struggles with food, because we haven't learned to trust our own emotions. We haven't learned to trust our own feelings. We might not even know anymore what they are when it comes to food.
Well, what I really love about the way you work is that it's really, you're bringing it back to the emotions and how we're processing things. So we think that with people, you know, fighting or struggling with food, they think the fight is about food. But what you're really
yeah.
saying, which is what I really see, is that it's not about the food. It's about what's going on in our mind. It's what's going on in the emotions. And that's the problem. We need to fix those parts for us to then have a relationship with food. So you move the focus from eating this and eating that but to the root of the real problem. What's going on beneath, what's driving us to engage in unhealthy habits.
Yes, yes. And that is why how I teach is there's a food knowledge part, because we got to get the basics down. We got to get the junk food out and so on and so forth, so we can actually be in a natural relationship with our real hunger. Because if we eat a lot of processed food, we don't have a direct relationship with our hunger. So we do need
mm-hmm.
the food knowledge and the basics and the rhythm, the daily rhythm, so that we get the physical part sort of balanced out.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yes, then it's the other part of that is then saying, okay, so what are the other habits that's causing me to eat? And that's where the emotions are coming in. And some of it is just mindless eating. Some of it is just
yes.
you're being triggered because you're walking by and the M&Ms are sitting there staring at you at 4 o'clock and you didn't eat anything but a salad for lunch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? So there's all these food traps that we also get stuck in.
And when people have, especially, I mean, most people start, I mean, they're saying that, you know, there's this percentage of 5-year-olds already dieting. So this whole dieting
yes.
mentality can start very, very young. And
yeah.
so, and people can be very informed about to eat this or calories this and the things, and you have all this knowledge, but you're not able to implement it because you need to have these roots of the emotional and mental parts managed so that you can actually implement the knowledge that you actually have.
Yes, and you're
so,
bringing up a good point there, because you're saying as children, even, you know, because how many times do we not get something to eat when we're being soothed? Right?
Right.
It's sort of like,
yes.
and food is, and sometimes I say, and people sometimes either get a little sort of offended by it, or they find it funny, but food can very often become our grown-up pacifier.
Yes.
You know, we use food to self-soothe.
Yes.
So that's
again, it's a reward system. And so many, I mean, I've heard from, when I've worked with people with emotional eating issues, they will often describe, you know, that love and food are connected. That you know, when one association, especially if they maybe have an abandoning parent, that they got fed and they got to associate this as love, and then that becomes your surrogate for love, food.
Yeah.
And, so what,
and the big part of that is why I call it nourishment, because it's not just nutrition. Nutrition is not going to fix this.
No. It's the balance. Yeah. You bring the two together, and your healthy self, so that you're coming from the position not of lack, but of self nourishment. So you're not depriving yourself. You're nourishing yourself with something good.
Exactly. It's that we're opening up to the love again.
I love that. I love that, because it's true. You're bringing back to the deepest thing, that it's really loving ourselves and treating ourselves with love and care, so that will determine how we look after ourselves and what we feed ourselves. I think that's just so core. I love your message, and I think, you know, I'm a firm believer in this, and I think we do have to get to the root of problems in order to put all of our knowledge into effect. So I love your method and your approach. So, Jeanette, leave us with the listeners with a takeaway tip for them that could help them master their own eating struggles.
Yes. I think the biggest thing we need to do is learn how to not fear food. We need to learn how to trust it again. And the simple way to start trusting food again is to really just eat good, real, whole foods, because then we don't have to actually struggle so much with calorie counting and all of this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can give up the fear. And then when we can give up that fear and learning to trust food again, the experience is already changing to being more nourishing. That is a simple first step, is to really shift some of those choices to being more simple, whole food based. And then the next piece becomes then to dare allow what our feelings are and our emotions are to actually be heard and seen by ourselves.
Oh, well, everything that you're saying is just very profound and so important, and I love, because it's very holistic and it's very integrated. And I particularly love the self-nourishment, which is what you're all about. So the good news for everyone listening is that Jeanette works with you wherever you are. She has founded the Path for Life to bring awareness and healing power of learning to our choices. And she developed the 9-step online Path for Life self-nourishment program. Just the name alone is beautiful. So it's a mind-body approach to nourishment. And so you can find out more about Jeanette at her website, pathforlife.com. That's easy to remember, and you can certainly click on the link below to connect with her. And again, wherever you are not limited. You can work with Jeanette. Jeanette, thank you so much for being here. You've offered so many insights and so much needed wisdom. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it so much.
Many blessings.